Yeah, look, we all love our beaches. We have some of the best beaches, I'd say, not only in the country, but in the entire world here in the Hunter. And it's a shame that from time to time they get a little bit messy with people not picking up their rubbish. They just, oh, I'll leave it and someone else will clean it. The tide will take it out, whatever. There is a great organisation. They're doing their bit to keep them nice and pristine for the rest of the world to have a look at. It's Newcastle Beach Clean. And Kobe Benton, one of the founders, joins us this morning. Good morning, Kobe. I guess it is a bit of a shame that we have to have initiatives such as yours, but can you take us through Newcastle Beach Clean? How did that actually get started? What was your thought process?
Yeah, hi, guys. We just always end up at the beach. We love the beach and we knew each other through the surf community. And social media allowed us to connect to each other. So we recognised each other's passion for sustainability. Ali was always posting pictures of the rubbish she collects and I was doing the same thing. So we thought it was time to do something about it.
Yeah, it, like I said at the start, it is a bit of a shame that we have to have things like this, but it is great that you ladies have got Newcastle Beach Clean going. You've got something happening at the moment called Take Three for the Sea. Can you take us through a little bit of that?
Yeah, so that's what we were inspired by, and it was co-founded by a fellow Nova Castrian, Tim Silverwood, and their message is really simple. So take three pieces of rubbish with you when you leave the beach, park or anywhere, and you've made a difference. So we kind of follow suit with them and check in with them all the time with what we're doing. So it's a good message to go by.
I certainly would agree with you there. Of course, it is great that we can try and keep our beaches a little bit clean. Is there any sort of weird rubbish that you've picked up? Like anything you think, I can't believe somebody's left that lying around on the beach?
Yeah, a lot of the time. I don't know if I want to name some of the things that we find, but it's pretty disgusting and... We're pretty concerned that our kids are playing in it and we're swimming in the water with these things that end up travelling out to sea and the sea animals eat them and they're often fatal. So it's really concerning and we just thought we wanted to do something about it and try and get people more aware about the issue.
And that's the thing, isn't it, Kobe? I mean, yes, there's the fact that sea animals will, we know that they perish when they sort of ingest a lot of what goes into our waterways, but also for the little kids, I mean, they can be on the beach and all of a sudden they'll just start playing with whatever's there. And if it's a if it's a paper cup, it's not going to do a lot of damage, but if it's a lot of other items, it can be panic stations. So it is great that you guys have got the beach clean going. We have some information on our webpage at 2NURFM.com for those who would want to get involved. Thank you for doing your bit and for joining us this morning, Kobe.
Yeah, thank you. We'd love people to come and join us. We do them monthly, so come on down and it doesn't take much. It's pretty simple to pick it up and put it in the bin, teach your kids.
Great idea. And if you are on the beach yourself, don't leave it behind. Just, you know, it takes a little bit of extra effort. You brought it down there. You can take it back with you. Thanks to Kobe Benton from Newcastle Beach Clean joining us this morning at 2NURFM. It is 17 to 10.